students who struggle with mathematics and those who have been identified as having mathematics learning disabilities share similar characteristics. For example, both groups of students may have difficulty with what's called number sense, just understanding numbers and the meaning of numbers. And certainly calculations, problem solving is another area. So I think this is one reason that these two groups are often included in studies. Another reason has to do with ensuring that you have a large enough sample size so that you can look at the treatment effects of practices that may become evidence-based practices. Therefore, it's not uncommon to see both students with mathematics difficulties and students with identified mathematics learning disabilities included in the samples.